This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. America's top diplomat is heading back to the Middle East amid fears the Israel-Hamas war could spiral into a bigger regional conflict. We get more from AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Immediately after the war began, the Biden administration was relieved about what seemed to be the low potential for a broader Mideast battle. Since then, there have been attacks and assassinations in the Red Sea, Lebanon, Iran, Iraq. So Secretary of State Antony Blinken leaves this weekend for a fourth Mideast visit since the war began 2.5 months ago, with stops from Israel, the West Bank, Turkey, and other nations.
We don't expect every conversation on this trip to be easy.
Spokesman Matthew Miller says the region's facing both tough issues and choices as the U.S. seeks to avoid a bigger war. Sagar Magani at the White House.
AP correspondent Karen Chamas picks up on this part of the story of reports of attacks on ships in the Red Sea.
U.S. Deputy Ambassador Christopher Liu told an Emergency Security Council meeting that the Houthis have carried out more than 20 attacks since November the 19th.
It is vital that the Council speak and speak now.
Liu also told the UN Security Council,
we also know that Iran has been deeply involved in planning operations against commercial vessels in the Red Sea.
Earlier in the day, a spokesman for the Houthi rebels, Yahya Sari, warned the U.S. or any other party against taking any measure to secure commercial ships going to Israel. The Yemeni armed forces confirmed that any American aggression will not go unanswered or unpunished. I'm Karen Chamas.
North Korea fired more than 200 artillery shells near two South Korean islands on Friday, prompting evacuation orders for residents, according to Seoul's Defense Ministry. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Ukraine said on Thursday its Air Force struck two Russian military targets in occupied Crimea, including a command post. Ukraine has recently enhanced its attacks on Crimea in hopes of forcing Russia's fleet to retreat from the Black Sea. Here in the U.S., New York City is suing more than a dozen charter bus companies for their role in Texas Governor Greg Abbott's operation to send tens of thousands of migrants to urban areas. We get more from the AP's Lisa Dwyer.
The lawsuit claims that 17 bus companies knowingly implemented Governor Abbott's busing plan in violation of a New York law that limits transferring needy persons across state lines and then abandoning them. It seeks more than $700 million in damages to recoup the cost of caring for an estimated 33,000 migrants who have arrived in the city on charter buses since April 2022. Abbott said in response that the suit was a violation of the Commerce Clause, which guarantees the constitutional right to travel. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
People along the section of the East Coast here in the United States are bracing for the season's first winter storm. The AP's Rita Foley has details.
A winter storm system traveling across the nation is expected to dump snow and freezing rain on parts of the East Coast this weekend. So who's going to get what? We ask the National Weather Service's Frank Pereira.
There is some uncertainty with regards to the track, especially as it moves further to the north, which could have significant impacts on the amount and the location of the snowfall that is expected to occur across portions of the northern mid-Atlantic and northeast.
Forecasters say before it's all over, this storm will have moved through Colorado and New Mexico and into Texas and the southeast before moving up the east coast, getting stronger before reaching New England, and then moving out into the Atlantic by Monday morning. I'm Rita Foley.
In other news, Sudanese paramilitary leader General Mohamed Hamdan Diagalo says he is committed to a ceasefire to end the devastating war that has wrecked his country. But fighting continues and there has been no progress on proposed peace talks between Diagalo and the Sudan military chief General Abdel Fattah Burhan. Here in the U.S., the United States saying Thursday that it expects the upcoming national elections in Pakistan to be conducted in a manner that is both free and fair and follows the country's laws. A State Department spokesman said it's not for the U.S. to dictate to Pakistan the exact specifics on how it conducts its election. The South Asian nation is scheduled to hold preliminary elections on February the 8th. This is VOA News.